Shalom to all, and welcome to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first aliyah on Parsha's Achrei Moed Kedoshim. That's Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Aleph. The pasuk says, "Vaydavar Shalom Moshe." Hashem spoke to Moshe, "Achrei Moed Shnei Bnei Aaron, b'karvah Shalom Fnei Hashem v'Musu." After the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they came close in front of Hashem and they died, let's take a look at Rashi right away to understand the background and the context. Rashi says, "Vaydavar Shalom Moshe, Achrei Moed Shnei Bnei Aaron v'Gomer." Matam Loimer. What's the pasuk telling us? So here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Moshe Moshal. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave a Moshal, gave a parable. We have a sick person. The doctor came into him, and Amalei told him, "Al toichal tzoinin va'al tishka b'tachav." Don't eat cold food, and don't lie in a cold, chilly place. But then ba'acher va'amalei, another guy came, and the doctor told him, "Al toichal tzoinin va'al tishka b'tachav." Don't eat cold food, and don't lie in a chilly place. Shulay Thomas kederach shemis pliny, so that you shouldn't die like that guy died. Zezer zayoysim in arishain. The second guy was obviously warned much stronger than the first guy. He's going to take it much more to heart because he was told, "Don't do this, because you might die like the other guy did." L'kachnemar, that's why the pasuk says, "Achrei moshnei b'nei Aaron," after the death of the two sons of Aaron. And now let's go right back to Pasuk Beis to see why it's so important to remind ourselves that the two sons of Aaron died. So Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, "Daber al Aaron echicha," speak to Aaron your brother, and tell him as follows, "Va'al yoveh b'chol Israel kodesh," that he can't come at any time to the kodesh, mibeis la paroiches, that's within the paroiches, el pnei hakapayrus hashel al Aaron, facing the kapayrus, which is on the Aaron. We know the kapayrus is the lid of the Aaron. V'lo yomos, that he shouldn't die, ki ba'anon eroel hakapayrus, because with a cloud I appear on the kapayrus. Let's take a look Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu was just instructed to tell Aaron. Vayomer Shalom Moshe, "Daber al Aaron echicha v'al yavoi shelo yamos kederach shemei subanov," so that Aaron shouldn't die just like his sons died. Well, yamos, Rashi says, "She'im ba," if Aaron does come, who Mace is going to die. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is being told to tell Aaron, make sure that you don't walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim any time that you want, because then you're going to die like your two sons died. That's what happened to Nadav and Avihu. They went into the Kodesh Kedoshim and died because of that. So you have to make sure, Aaron, don't do that so you don't die like your sons did. Continuing with Rashi, what's the pasuk trying to tell us? Because I'm always seen there with my cloud, and therefore, because the revelation of my shechin is there, says Hashem, he should be careful that he doesn't accustom himself to coming. That's a simple understanding of the pasuk. Now, the majashic explanation is that he's only allowed to come with the anan ketores, with the cloud of the ketores smoke on Yom Kippur. And that's what we're about to be discussing. We're not going to go into a whole bunch of pasukim describing the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is the one day a year that he's allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the general idea is as follows, because it gets a little bit complicated as we read the Pesukim one by one and then going back into Rashi and back into the Pasuk. In Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim multiple times to bring Ketores, to sprinkle some blood, and each time he does different Avodas on Yom Kippur, he's going to be changing clothing in between white garments and golden garments, and that's the general idea. So let's go back to Pasuk Gimel. Bezois Yavai Aaron al Kodesh. With this, Aaron could come to the Kodesh, which means into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Beparim Bakar L'chatos Va'ayel Oilo. When he brings a parban bakar, a bull, for a chatos, and an ayil, which is a male ram, for a carbon oila. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk gimel, bezois. What does it mean, bezois? With this, so gematria shalai, arameis v'eser. The gematria, the numerical value of the word bezois, is 410. Rams l'bayis rishon, this is actually a hint to the first base of Mikdash, which stood for 410 years. Bezois yavai aron v'gaimer, we continue explaining, va'avzu loy b'chal eis. Even with this, it's not every time, kim b'yom v'kippurim, only on Yom Kippur, k'moshim v'fersh b'sef v'parsha, like the end of this topic says explicitly, b'chadish hashvi b'esol chadish, in the seventh month, on the 10th of the month, that's Tishrei, which is the seventh month, and the 10th of the month is Yom Kippur. So back to Pasuk Dalid, here we continue our description of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Kesainis bad kodesh yilbash, he shall put on a kodesh linen ketainis, which is a long garment, umechas evad yu'al besaroi, and pants of linen shall be on his flesh, uva avnit bad yachgar, and he shall gird himself with a belt of linen, uva mitznefes bad yitznoif, and he should cover his head with a linen covering. Big day kodesh heim, these are holy garments, and brachas b'mayim es besaroi luveisham, he shall wash his flesh with water, which means go into the mikvah and then wear them. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Dalid, Kesainis bad v'gomer. Magdus teaches she'ena mishamsh shel lefnim b'shmeinu begadim shu mishamsh mehem b'chutz. And when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnim, meaning into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he does not use the regular eight vestments that the Kohen Gadol wears outside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why is that? Because she'esh mehem zav. These eight vestments have gold on them. And what's the problem with wearing gold in the Kodesh Kedoshim? Lefi she'en kategar nas sonegar, because the kategar, the accuser, can't be the defender. What does it mean the accuser can't be the defender? So we know that very often when we have gold, that's reminiscent of the egel hazav, which is a terrible avera that we definitely do not want to be reminding Hashem of on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the whole purpose of the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh Kedoshim is to try to be the Sonegar, the defender of Am Yisrael. Therefore, when he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he can't be wearing the gold vestments. Elo barba, rather he just wears the four garments, Kohen Hadyat, like a regular Kohen does, Vekulin Shalbutz, and all of them are made of linen. Rashi continues, Kodesh Yilbash, these are holy garments. What does that mean? Shiu Mishel Hektesh, they're paid for by Hektesh. He doesn't have to take the money out of his own pocket, they're paid for by the Beis Hamikdash. And Yitznaif, Rashi says, Kitargumai, like Targum says, Yaches Bereshe, Yaniach Bereshe, means he places it on his head. Next Rashi, Verachatz Bamayim, and here's an important Rashi, as we had mentioned a little bit ago, Oise Hayyim, that day, meaning Yom Kippur, Ton Tvila B'chol Chalifaisav, he needs to immerse in a mikvah every time he changes garments. V'chamish Ba'am Hayyim Machlef Me'avoydus Panim Avoydus Chot, there's five different times that he changes garments from Avoydus Panim, meaning he's going from doing an Avoydah in the Kodesh Kedoshim to an Avoydah outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, and M'chos Lifnim, when he's changing, going from an Avoydah outside to Avoydah inside. Un Mishanim Big Day Zav, Big Day Lav, Big Day Lav, Big Day Zav, he's going from gold to white and white to gold clothing. V'chol Chalifa, Ton Tvilo, Shnei Kedusha Yodayim Raglayim Menakiyor, every change of clothing, he needs to immerse himself in the mikvah, and he needs to wash his hands and feet twice from the kiyor, and that's what we mean by virachatz b'mayim. He washes in water, he goes to the mikvah, and he does these two kiddushim v'vidayim reglayim from the kiyor. Back up into pasuk hey, umeis adas b'nei Yisrael, and from b'nei Yisrael, yikach shnei se'irei izim l'chatos, he takes two goats for a chatos, v'ayil echel l'ayla, and one male ram for an ayla, and pasuk vav v'hikar aron's parchatos asher loy v'chiper ba'adoy v'ad beisoy, and Aaron shall bring his parchatos, and it will be mechaper for him and his family. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk vav, it says his parchatos asher loy, his parchatos. What does it mean? His parchatos amar lamalo. That was said before when we had the pasuk that said bezois, with this he could go into the kodesh bepar ben bakar lechatos. So this is the par that we're talking about. And v'lamed chakan is teaching you over here shemishaloi huba, that it comes from his own v'lamishal tzibur. It's not from the tzibur. It's not paid for by communal funds. The money for this par comes out of his own pocket. What does that mean? It's mechaper for him and his for his house. Mizvado all of v'nois avonis beisoy. He says vidu. He says a confession over this par for his own sins and for the sins of his household. Back to pasuk zayin. He takes the two goats, then midoy some lefnei Hashem, and he stands them in front of Hashem. Pesach Ol Moed, at the entrance to Ol Moed, unasan Aaron al shnei asirim garel lois, and Aaron places lots on these two goats. Garel echal Hashem, garel echal azazel. One garel, one lot says la Hashem, and the other lot says la azazel. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk ches, unasan Aaron al shnei asirim garel lois, mamid echal lemin veechal ismael. He puts one of these goats to the right, the other to the left. Venois in shtei yod v'kalpi, and then he puts his two hands inside a box that has two lots in it. Venoitel garel bimin v'chaver b'smael. He grabs one of these lots in his right hand and the other one in his left hand. V'noisen aleihem, places the lots that he just drew onto the goats. Esther calls of by Hashem, the lot that says Lashem on it, Hu Lashem, that's for Hashem, that's going to be brought as a karban. And Esther calls of by Lazazel, the lot that says Lazazel, and it lands on that goat, Mishtaleich Lazazel, that's sent to the Azazel, which is we're going to see soon, is sent out into the midbar and thrown off of a cliff. We just clarify what's the Lashon of Azazel, Hu Har Az V'Koshet. This is a mighty and harsh mountain, Tsukavaya, very high cliff. Shenamar the pasuk says, Eretz Gezerah, which means it's cut, meaning it's a cliff. Back to pasuk test. V'kriv Aaron is sayer asher ala all of hagaril Lashem v'asau chatos. And Aaron brings the sayer that the lot of Lashem fell out on, and he brings it as a chatos. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk test. V'asau chatos k'shminiach hagaril alav. When he places that lot on it, kairi l'shem, calls a name. He officially designates it. V'aymer, he says Lashem chatos. This is a chatos for Hashem. Back to pasuk yod. V'asar asher ala all of hagaril lazazel. The goat that had the lot of azazel fall out on it. Yomar chay lifnei Hashem l'chaper. Olav, that stood up alive in front of Hashem to be a kapara for it, l'shalach Yisrael Azazel midbara, to send it to Azazel, to the midbar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, Yom Archai, what does this mean? K'moy, you Amarchai, it should be stood up al yidei acherim, by others, it stood up alive. And v'targumah, the targum is, yitokam karchai, it stood up while it's still alive. Matam Lomer, what's the Pasuk trying to teach us? That's because of Fish and Emar, since the Pasuk says, l'shalach Yisrael Azazel, to send it to Azazel, v'en yidei shiluchai imu misem l'chayim. I don't know if when it's being sent out to Azazel, it's alive, or maybe it's dead by then. L'kach nemar, that's why the pasuk says Yomar Chai. It should be stood alive. Amidosai Chai Ad Sheishtalach. It stood alive up until it's sent. Mikan Sheshlichusay L'misa. From here, meaning from when it's sent, it's being sent out to die. But while it's in the Beis Hamikdash, it's standing. It's meant to be alive, and it's not being killed in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi further explains L'chaper Olav. What does this mean? Sheisvada Olav. That he should do vidu. He should do confession over it. K'dechsev the pasuk says V'svada Olav Goimer. Back to pasuk Yud Aleph. V'ekriv Aaron his parachatos asher loy v'chiper. And Aaron brings his parchatos and he's mechaper ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy, which as we explained earlier meant that he says vidui over it, a confession, and then he shechts his parchatos. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk gedalef, that further explains v'chiper ba'adoy v'goymer vidui sheni. This is a second confession over the same par. Allah ve'al echav akehanim. It's for him and for his brothers akehanim. Shem kulam kriim beisoy. They're all called his house. Shem, because the pasuk says beis Aaron barchos Hashem v'goymer. So we see the house of Aaron is all called one house. So not only does he say a vidui for his own sins and for the sins of his household, like he did originally, he does another vidui for all the other kaihanim. Mikan, from here we learn that the kaihanim as a whole receive their kapara through this. Now, what's this kapara for? What type of atonement does this bull enact? this kapara is only for Tumas Mikdash Yugdashav, which is when a person goes into the base of Mikdash or eats kachim in a state of Tumah. Kumash Nemar, like it says in the Pasuk, V'chipra al-Kadish mitumais v'gaymer. Back to Pasuk Yud Gimel, continue with Yom Kippur Avodah, V'lakach Molay Machta, Gachle Eish Me'al Mizbech Mufnei Hashem, and he takes a panful of fiery coals from on top of the Mizbech, from in front of Hashem, U'moloy Chofna V'Ketar Yisam Daka, and a whole handful or scoopful of a finely ground Ketayres, V'hevim Be'es HaParoiches, and he brings it within the Paroiches, which means he brings it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's just go to the next Pasuk before we see Rashi. Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, V'nosanis HaKetayres HaL'esh L'fnei Hashem, now he places the Ketayres on the fire in front of Hashem, because remember, he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what we're saying, in front of Hashem, V'chiso Anan HaKetayres HaKapayres HaShel O'edus V'lo Yomos, so that a cloud of Ketayres can cover the Kapayres, which is on the Edos, meaning which is on the Aron, and he's not going to die. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis, we said that he takes fiery coals, Me'al Mizbeach HaChitzoin, this is referring to the outer Mizbeach, which is in the Azara, that's where he gets the coals from, and we say, Melefnei Hashem, Mitzad Shelefnei HaPesach, Vutzah Maravi, he's taking these coals from the side of Mizbeach, which is facing the entrance of the Heichol, or of the Kodesh Kedoshim, and that's the western side, that's what we're saying, Melefnei Hashem, from in front of Hashem, because that's a side that's facing the entrance of the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then we said he also takes a scoopful of Ketayres, we described it as being Daka, as being finely ground. Now the question is, Matam Olam Daka, why does the Pasuk have to tell us it's finely ground? Well, like, call Ketayres Daka, he, all Ketayres is finely ground. Shenamar, a different Pasuk tells us, Vishachachim Imena Hodek, that it shall be ground very finely. Elam must be, this Pasuk is telling us, Shetei Daka Minha Daka, it should be ground extremely finely. Shema Erevim Kippur, Mahi Machzir Machtashas, Erevim Kippur, he takes all the Ketayres he's going to be using on Yom Kippur and puts it back into the grinder, grinding it even more finely than it was already ground. Pasuk Yud Gimel Rashi tells us that when he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he puts the Ketayres Al Ha'esh on the fire, Shebesoy Chamachta, which is inside the pan. Remember, he has fiery coals in the pan, so that's where he's putting the Ketayres on. And V'lo Yomos, he shall not die. That tells us, Ha'im Lo Yasa Ketekna, if he did not do it properly, Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Misa. So he's got to be very careful. Now back to Pasuk Yud Dalet, he just finished the Avodah of the Ketayres. He leaves the Ketayres in the Kodesh Kedoshim, walks out. Now what does he do? V'lakach Midam HaPar, says the Pasuk. He takes from the blood of the par, he goes back into the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'hizav Etzbay Al Pnei HaKapayres Kedma, and he spritches or sprinkles with his finger towards the Kapayres on the front or the eastern part of it, and in front of the Kapayres, he shall sprinkle 7 times from the blood that's on his finger. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Dalet, V'hizav Etzbay, Hazah Achaz B'mashma, the first Hazah, the first sprinkling is just one, and V'lfnei HaKapayres Yazeh Sheva, Harei Achaz L'mala V'shev L'mato, this is the one sprinkling above, 7 below, and this is referring to what we say in unison during Musaf of Yom Kippur, Achaz, Achaz V'Achaz, Achaz U'Shtayim, that's referring to what we just read over here. Back to Chosh Pasuk Dazvav, he walks out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'shachat Esir HaChatos Asher La'am, he shechs the Chatos, that's for the people, V'hevi Yazdami on Beis HaParoiches, and now he brings its blood within the Paroiches, meaning into the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'asa Hazdami Kasher Asa L'dam HaPar, and he does with its blood like he did with the Dam of the Par, V'yizah Oysa HaKapayres L'vnei HaKapayres, and he sprinkles it on the Kapayres and in front of the Kapayres. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Dazvav, Asher La'am, what does that mean? He takes the Chatos of the nation, Masha Par Mechaper Al Kehanim, whatever Kapara, the Par, brings about for the Kehanim, Mechaper HaSa'ir Al Yisrael, this goat brings that same kapara for regular Yidden, v'hu asar sh'al av agar l'Hashem, and what's the sa'ir? It's the one that the lot of Hashem fell out on, and kasher asal adam apar, achsamal av shav l'mata, he does the same exact type of sprinklings with this blood, 1 above and 7 below. Back up to Pasuk HaZayin, what do these sprinklings accomplish? V'chibra al ha'kodesh m'tumas b'nei Yisrael, u'pishayhem l'chuchat ha'isam, he shall be mechaper for the kodesh, from all the tumas, from all the impure things of b'nei Yisrael, and for their intentional sins, among all their other sins, v'chein yasal oil maid, he should do the same thing for the oil maid, hashoichin itam, that dwells within them, besach tumaisam, in their state of tumah. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dazayin, what this is referring to. Mitumas b'nei Yisrael, al nechnas l'mikdash betumah, this specifically is mechaper, for somebody who walked into the base of mikdash in a state of tumah, v'loi noid alohem basayif, and they didn't yet find out about this. Shenamar the Pasuk says, l'chol chataisam, v'chatos hi shoigeg, chatos means shoigeg, they did it inadvertently, so they didn't realize that they were over this type of tumah. U'min peshayim, afan nechnas l'mezid betumah, this also refers to somebody who did this b'mezid, he on purpose walked into the base of mikdash in a state of tumah. And then when the Pasuk says, v'chein yasal oil maid, this should also be done for the oil maid. This is telling us, k'shem shehiza mishnehem b'finim, achas ma'al v'shev l'mata, just like he took both of their bloods, the blood of the par and the blood of the sire, and he was inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he sprinkled 1 above and 7 below. Kach mazal paroichas mibachutz mishnehem, achas ma'al v'shev l'mata. So too, he does this in the oil maid, which means the heichal, the room before the Kodesh Kedoshim, he does the same sprinkling with the same blood towards the paroichas, 1 above, 7 below. And the Pasuk says, Ashachinitim sechtumaisam, afal pishem tumeim, shchina b'neim. This tells us that even though they're tamei, the shchina is still there. Back up to Pasuk Yud Zayin, b'chol adam lo yiyah ba'oil mayid, b'voil chaper b'kadish ad seisoi, no man, no one's allowed to be in the oil mayid. Koed, which again is that room before the Kodesh Kedoshim, when he comes to be mechaper for the Kodesh, meaning when he comes to bring a kapara, when he's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, no one's allowed to be in the room before the Kodesh Kedoshim until he leaves. Mechibur ba'adoy v'ad beisoy v'ad kol kal Yisrael, and he brings a kapara for himself, for his house, and for all of Am Yisrael. Pasuk Yirches tells us, v'yotzal mezbeach asher lefnei Hashem, and he goes out to the mezbeach, which is in front of Hashem, v'chiper olav, and he brings about a kapara for it, v'lokach midam par midam asar, and he takes from the blood of the par and the sar, v'nasan al karnas mezbeach saviv, and he puts it on the corners of the mezbeach around. What does this mean? So Rashi over here, Pasuk Yirches tells us, al mezbeach asher lefnei Hashem, the mezbeach that's in front of Hashem, what mezbeach is that referring to? Zem mezbeach hazav, this referring to the golden mezbeach. It's also called mezbeach haketores, shehu lefnei Hashem behechol, that's in front of Hashem in the hechol. Remember, when we say in front of Hashem, that always refers to the Kodesh Kedoshim and something in front of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So this mizbech that's in front of Hashem is mizbech hazav, mizbech haketores, which is right in front of the Kodesh Kedoshim. And matam lomer v'yatza, what does it mean that he goes out? And that's because l'fisha hiza azos al paroiches, since he just sprinkled blood towards the paroiches, v'amad min ha-mizbech v'lefnim v'hiza, and he was standing basically in between the mizbech and the paroiches and sprinkling, uv'matnes ha-mizbech is kike lotza is min ha-mizbech v'lechutz, when now he's going to be putting the blood on the mizbech itself, he has to go out from where he is, which basically means he has to walk around mizbeach towards the outside, v'yaskal mikar mizrach ha-sfinis, to begin these blood applications on the mizbeach from the northeastern part of it. So that's what we're saying, he goes out. He's not actually leaving the room that he's in. He's currently located in the heichal or the oil mayid. It's just that since he's in between the mizbeach hazav and the paraychas, he has to walk around mizbeach hazav to reach its northeastern corner in order to be able to start his blood applications there. That's why it says the word v'yatza, he goes out. Rashi continues, v'chipar alav, and the question is, my kapara asoy, what is this kapara? What does that mean? V'lakach midam apar midam asar, ma'iravin zel usaych zeh, the way he goes about this kapara, the way he goes about sprinkling the blood, is that now he takes a mixture of the blood of the par and the sire. Obviously, we learned how he sprinkled the dam hapar and dam asar separately. Now he mixes them together and does these blood applications together. Back up to Pasuk Yotes, v'hiza olav min adam be'etzbay sheva pa'amim, and he sprinkles on it from the blood that's on his finger 7 times, v'tiyaroi v'kidashoy, and he purifies it and sanctifies it, mitumas b'nei Yisrael, from the tumas of the b'nei Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes, v'hiza olav min adam, achar shenasan matanis be'etzbay al karnoisav, after he makes his blood application with his finger on its corners, maza sheva hazoy salgagoy, then he sprinkles blood 7 times on the top of the mizbeach, and v'tiyaroi mimasha avar, v'kidashoy lasud lavoy, v'tiyaroi means he purifies it from any impurities that it had in the past, and v'kidashoy, he sanctifies it, that's for the future. Back up to Pasuk Chaf, v'chil michaper ha-kodesh, when he finishes being michaper ha-kodesh, v'es oil maid, v'es ha-mizbeach, and the oil maid, and the mizbeach, v'hikar v'es ha-sar ha-chai, then he brings the sar, which is still alive. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, v'samach aron ishtei yadav al reish ha-sar ha-chai, and what's the savayda of the sar, which is still alive? V'samach aron ishtei yadav al reish ha-sar ha-chai, Aaron leans his 2 hands on the head of the sar that's still alive, v'zvada alav, and he confesses on it, as kol avonis b'nei Yisrael, all the sins of b'nei Yisrael, v'z kol peshayim l'chochataisam, and all their willful sins and their inadvertent sins, v'nasan arisam al reish ha-sar, and he places them on the head of the goat, v'shilach biyad ish iti ha-midbara, and he sends it with an ish iti to the midbar. This is referring to the sar la-zazel, obviously. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk chaf aleph, ish iti, why are we calling him this? Hamuchan l'kachem miyam esmol, he's prepared for this from the day beforehand. That's what we're calling him ish iti, and ish iti means a prepared man. This guy was designated, he was prepared for this job to bring the sar la-zazel out to the midbar. Back to Pasuk Chav Beis, V'nasa Asar, all of us call V'nasam El Eretz Gezerah. This Sar carries with it all of the sins of the Yidden to an Eretz Gezerah, Shiel Chasasar HaMidbar, and the Sar is sent out to the Midbar. After this happens, what's next? Uba Iron El Oil Mayid, Iron goes back into the Oil Mayid, Upasha is Begdi Habad, he takes off the linen garments that he was wearing, Asher Lavash B'vay Al HaKadesh, that he wore when he went into the Kadesh, which is the Kadesh Kedashim, V'nicham Sham, and he leaves them right there. Let's see Rashi over here. Uba Iron El Oil Mayid, Amr Rabbi Seinu, Chazal the Chamim say, She'ain Zemakam Shal Mikrazet. This is really not the proper place of this pasuk. V'nasnu Talmud Devarim Mesechus Yoma, and Mesechus Yoma, they explain why that is. V'amr, they said, Kol HaParsha Kula Nemar L'Seder. This entire topic of the Avodah Yom Kippur was said actually in order. Chutz mi Biyazu, except for this Biyah, this coming, Shehi Achar Asiyas Ha'Lasa V'Alasa Amma Akhtar Se'imurei Parvisar Shanasim B'Chutz B'Gdei Zav, that is actually after he brings his Ayla and the Ayla of the people and the burning of the limbs of the Par and the Sire that he does in golden garments. V'toivel Makadesh, he immerses and sanctifies himself. Upaishan then takes off his clothing, Vilevish Big Day Lovin, and puts on white clothing. So actually this pasuk that we just mentioned now is a little bit out of order. Now when we said Ubal Ayomayid, it comes to Ayomayid, why is he going to Ayomayid? That's all Haitzi as Hakaf as Hamachto Shekir Ba'ak Taris Lefnei V'Lefnim. That's an order to take out the spoon and the pan that he brought the Ketaris with, that he used for the bringing of the Ketaris inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Remember we had learned earlier that he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, put down a pan of coals, put the Ketaris on it, and he left it there. So now he's got to go back in to take it out. That's what we mean by Ubal Ayomayid. The pasuk said Upasha is Big Day Abad. He takes takes off his linen clothing, achar shoytziyom, after he takes out the pan and the spoon of the ketores, he takes off the linen clothing, v'levish bigdei zav l'tamid shel ben arbayim, he puts on his gold investments to bring the afternoon tamid. This is the classic tamid that's brought every single day of the year. V'zehu seder avaydes, and this is a clear, organized list of all the avaydes that he does. Number one, tamid shel shachar bigdei zav, the tamid of the morning that's brought every single morning of the year, he wears his golden garments for that. V'avaydes par v'sar ha'pinimus v'ketores shel machto bigdei lavan, then the avayd of his par and the sari that's done inside and the ketores of the pan, that's all done in bigdei lavan because that was done inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, ve'eloi, his aisle, and ve'el ha'am, and the aisle of the nation, u'miksasam musafim, and some of the karbonos musaf, be'bigdei zav, those are done in golden garments. Ve'itzas kafu machto be'bigdei lavan, then he goes back into the Kodesh Kedoshim to take out the spoon in the pan for the ketores, that obviously has to change back into white clothing for, u'shiari ha'musafim v'tam shal ben arabayim ketores ha'echol shal mezbeach ha'pnim be'bigdei zav, then the next avoida is, bring the rest of the karbonos musaf, the afternoon tamid, the ketores that's brought in the hechol on the inner mezbeach. This is the standard ketores that's brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash. That's done with golden garments. And the Seder HaMikrois, Lefi Seder HaVaydais, if we were to read the Psukim according to the order of how the Avaydah was done, remember we had just explained that the Psukim are out of order. So if we want to read them in order, Kahu, this is what it would be. V'shiel chasasar ha-midbar, v'rachas b'sar ba-mayim v'gaymer, v'yotzav ha-asas ha-ilas v'gaymer, v'eiz chilev ha-chatas v'gaymer, v'chol ha-parasha ad v'achrei kein yovel ha-machne, v'achrei kein uba ha-arein. So that would be the proper order of Psukim if you want to say everything in order. And we have our final Rashi in this Pasuk that says, v'nicham sham, that he takes off his clothing and leaves it there, that tells us that this white clothing needs to be nignaz, put away and it's never used again. These four white linen garments that he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim with are not used again on another Yom Kippur. Back up to Pasuk Chav Dalet, and he immerses his flesh in water in a holy place. He gets dressed in his clothing, and he goes out and he does his ayla and the ayla of the nation, and he brings kapara for him and for the nation. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Chav Dalet. So Lamala, earlier on, Lamanu we learned that when he's changing from gold to white clothing, he has to immerse himself. We already spoke about this. With that tevila, he's taking off his golden garments that he wore when he did the first tamid in the morning, and then he puts on the white garments that he's going to be doing the avodah of Yom Kippur in. And Makalaman over here, we just learned that when he changes from white back into gold, he needs another tevila. And again, we had already mentioned that every single time he changes garment, he has to immerse himself in the mikvah. Now, this pasuk says that he immersed himself in a makam kadesh. What does that mean? Hamakodesh b'kedushas hazara. This is a place that has special kedusha of the hazara. V'hi ha'is b'gag beis ha'parva. This is a special mikvah that was on the roof, a structure in the Beis HaMikdash compound called the Beis HaParva. V'chein arba tefilas habayis chayv liyayim. The four immersions that are coming because of a chayv of the day. These are special Yom Kippur immersions, changing clothing. They all take place in this special mikvah on the roof of the Beis HaParva. Aval harishayna is the bachel. First immersion that he did was in the chel, which is an area a little bit outside the hazara. It doesn't have the full out kedusha because that's the first time he's going to the mikvah, and he's not able to walk into the kodesh until he goes into the mikvah. So that immersion is actually done in a different mikvah. We had said in the pasuk, "Lavish is begadav." He puts on his clothing. What does it mean? His clothing. Shmaya begadav shu avid behen kol ma'aseh shana. This is the regular eight vestments that he wears throughout the year. V'yatza min ha'echal el chatzar shemizbeach ha'ila sham. He now goes out from the heichal to the courtyard, which is where the mizbeach ha'ila is. That's the main mizbeach. And va'aseh saylasai. He brings his ayla 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 ha'amr lamala. This referring to the ram of the ayla that we said before. Bezois yavai aron v'gaimer. This is right in the beginning of the parasha that he has to bring an aisle, and also v'as aylas ha'am. What's this referring to? V'ayl echad la'ayla ha'amr l'malo. This aisle echad for an aisle that we mentioned earlier, u'me'es adas b'nei Yisrael v'gaimer, that this is from and for the Yidden. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new aliyah. Continue to discuss the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.